Joshua chapter 2. We have an old saying in our country, look before you leap. That's a sensible thing to do. Before you jump from a wall or off a bank of soil, it is wise to examine the ground on which you will land. It is good to ask yourself, are there stones hidden there? If so, they could cause me to break my ankles. Maybe just under the grass, there is broken glass. Fall there, and you will be cut to pieces. Perhaps the ground beneath you is a swamp, waterlogged. If you jump, you will have an unwelcome mud bath. There will be smelling water, foul smelling water, in your clothes, in your hair, in your eyes. Oh, it's always wise to look before you leap. And that's what Joshua chapter 2 is all about. Joshua sends out two spies who meet with Rahab, whose trust is now in the Lord God of Israel. And there are so many lessons to learn in chapter 2 from Joshua, from the spies, and from Rahab. So let us begin first of all with the foresight of Joshua. What wisdom he displayed in secretly sending out two spies to Jericho. It's true that God had given to him the promise of victory, of the conquest of Canaan. That promise was crystal clear. It was a powerful promise. The verse 3 of chapter 1, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As soon as this promise was given, Joshua sent out the two spies on this secret reconnaissance mission. Some have criticized Joshua. They have said sending out the spies was really unnecessary. It displayed a lack of faith, they say. Why didn't Joshua just launch an all-out frontal attack, standing on the promise that God had given? The promise God gave Joshua did not mean that he should throw caution to the wind, that he should be reckless. Joshua had wise forethought. He said to these two, in verse 1 of chapter 2, go, view the land, even Jericho. Oh, the spies were to thoroughly acquaint themselves with Jericho, its situation, its surroundings, its fortifications. They were to determine its weak points, the temperament of its people. Were they oozing with confidence, or were they demoralized with fear? All of these things and more the spies were to find out. Oh, Joshua knew the value of spying from his own experience. Remember that he was one of the 12 spies that Moses sent out to Canaan. Joshua wisely wanted to glean as much as he could so that he might employ the best strategy in taking Jericho. Joshua did not go forward in a haphazard, reckless fashion, and history shows that he divided and conquered the enemy. He defeated the enemy in the south before finishing the conquest in the north. Beyond question, the report the spies brought back was invaluable in enabling him to skillfully plan his war strategy. How wise of Joshua, gathering as much information about the enemy as possible. And every Christian needs to know about the enemy. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, he says, we are not ignorant of his devices, of the devil's devices. And it's a great thing to be not in the dark concerning the wiles of the enemy of our souls. Peter gives us this information about the devil in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. He tells us that he is our adversary, and as a roaring lion, he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Joshua would have been defeated if he had not gathered information. And as a Christian, do not be in the dark concerning the devil, so that he will catch you unawares. We need to know how to drive out the enemy. And when we resist him, he will flee from us. Or you can face your adversary confidently, knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The devil is a broken-headed adversary, and the devil to Jesus must always bow. The foresight of Joshua. But then secondly, consider with me the fear of Rahab. These two spies, they made their way to Jericho as quietly and as carefully as they could. They entered the city under the cover of darkness, so as to not be seen. But the watchmen around Jericho, they were not sleeping on the job. The spies were spotted entering Rahab's house. Who is Rahab? She was a woman of ill repute, but she has turned from her sin to trust the Lord as her Savior. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a list of the heroes and the heroines of faith, and Rahab is mentioned there. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 31. Hebrews 11 and verse 31. This is what the Bible tells us concerning Rahab. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Rahab is singled out here as a woman of faith. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. Faith came by hearing. In Joshua chapter 2, verse 10, she is able to say, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites. We have heard of what the Lord has wrought for you. She had heard how the Lord did a miraculous thing at the Red Sea, dividing it in She had heard how the two kings of the Amorites were defeated by the forces of Israel, with the result that all in Canaan were traumatized. Verse 11, as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Never did there remain any courage in any man because of you. The Canaanites were shaking in their boots. They feared the God of Israel, but that was all. Rahab feared more than that. She fled from her sins and she put her faith in the Lord God of Israel. This sinful heathen woman, she became a Christian. All we can say, where grace, where sin abounded, grace did much more fun. And do you know that her name is included in the list of the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ? In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 5, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, or Rahab as it is put here. Yes, Rahab is mentioned as in the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. What amazing grace that reached and saved this woman, a noted sinner. And the grace of God this morning is still the same. If you're in your sin, the Lord's willing and able to save you. Note how the people of Jericho knew so much about God, about Israel's history, but they hardened their hearts and perished. Only Rahab and her home came to trust the Lord. These people in Canaan had the knowledge of the things of God, but they cast it aside. They cleaved to their sins and their idols. Oh, act on the light, the truth that you have. And like Rahab, have faith, saving faith in Jesus Christ. When we think of the faith of Rahab, we think of the feeling in her being. Quickly her faith passed through a great test when her door knocked. Who was on the step of her house? The king of Jericho's men. And they are demanding that the two spies whom they have witnessed entering her home, that they be handed over. Do you see how quickly the spies were discovered? They did not enter the house of Rahab unobserved. And the Christian is always under surveillance by the world. What does the world see in us? Does it see a person who stands out, who is separate from them in speech, in appearance, in outlook, in ways? This new convert in Jericho was under tremendous pressure to give up the spies. And in order to conceal them and preserve them, she tells a lie. In verses 3 and 4, we read that the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. Some tried to justify Rahab's lie. Some say it was for a good reason, a good cause. But the end does not justify the means. We are not to do evil that good may come. Rahab ought to have trusted the Lord to protect these spies. The Lord who had smitten the men of Sodom with blindness as they stood at the door of Lot's house demanding entry, he could have prevented the king's men finding the spies. For the Christian must always speak the truth and pray, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. The failing in her faith. But think of the boldness of her faith in verse 11. She believes in the power of God. Verse 11, she says in the last line, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Oh, what a comprehension and understanding Rahab has of the God of her salvation. The heathen gods, they were restricted to their own realm. The heathen had gods for the trees and the gardens and the hills. When Rahab confessed the Lord as the God of heaven and earth, that was to the exclusion of all other gods. She was saying, the Lord, he is the God of all gods. Isaiah 40 and verse 9 encourages us to behold your God. And we need to be constantly doing this. The Lord is not the man of God. I hear people referring to God using those terms. And that's an unfortunate, weak, dishonoring confession of God. It shouldn't be on our lips. He is not the man of above. He is the God of heaven and of earth. Here is what Paul says of the Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 15. He is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto. Oh, do not have dim views of God. He is the Lord God omnipotent, in whose hand is power and might. And then we see that her faith is focused not only on the power of God, but on the promise of God in verse 9. God has promised to give the land to his people Israel, and Rahab believes it. She says in verse 9, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. king of Jericho had heard the same reports of the great things that God had done for Israel, but he did not believe them. He's intent on fighting it out with Joshua to the bitter end. Rahab came under the blessing of those that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, we may say of her, O woman, great is thy faith. She stood on the promise of God. Do you? God's promises are sure. A sure foundation. You can count on God doing as he said. His promises are always kept and honored. And we see the fervor of her faith in her plea for her family. Verses 12 and 13. I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, she's addressing the spies, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, mother, brethren, sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. She draws from the spies this solemn promise that they would not only protect her when the city would be destroyed, but also all her kith and kin. Oh, how anxious she was for her family. No one was anxious about his family. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Cleansed leper, he went home and told everyone he met what the Lord had done for him. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 40, the leper came to the Lord beseeching him. He kneeled down to him, said unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The next verse tells us that the Lord put forth his hand, touched him, and said, I will be thy clean. And this cleansed leper, he went out to the verse 45 says, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. This man who had been nailed whole, he had to let others know of what the Lord had done for him. And Rahab was so anxious that her family would not perish in the fall of Jericho. She said to these spies, save my father, my mother, my brothers, and my sisters, deliver our lives from death. Oh, let us be fervent in our desire to see our family saved. Telling others, our life's work is telling others. But thirdly and lastly, let us think about the faithfulness of the spies. What courage, bravery they displayed. They could never have imagined how the Lord would undertake for them, providentially directing them to Rahab, who has just become a follower of the Lord God of Israel. Oh, what kindness they knew in Rahab's home. And in way of return, they pledged themselves to deal kindly with Rahab. Look at verse 14, those last lines. The spies said, we will deal kindly with thee. One good turn deserves another. When someone is kind to you, do you look for ways of returning favor? We read about the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, and the verse 26 tells us, in her tongue is the law of kindness. Oh, may the milk of human kindness flow from our hearts to others in need, and how it can touch even the hardest heart. They not only dealt kindly with Rahab, they dealt truly with her. This is in verse 14 also. We will deal kindly and truly with thee. Rahab, you can count on what we say coming to pass. They didn't just tell Rahab what she wanted to hear and then walk away from her presence, never to think of her again. These are true men. Their word is their bond. Conditions were attached. Rahab must have the silent tongue. A hard thing for a woman to do. Verse 14, the men said, our life for yours, if ye honor not this, our business. There's to be the silent tongue. All about the visit, the hiding of the spies, the information given to them was to be kept secret. Rahab, hold your tongue. Can you keep a secret? Is your character of such dimensions that it's possible for others to safely confide in you? Could a friend confide in you? Can you keep your counsel? There was to be the silent tongue. There was to be the scarlet thread in verse 18. Behold, when we come into the land, the spies say, thou shalt find this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. You see, there were many homes built on those stout walls of Jericho, and the Israelites in the vanquished of Jericho would need to know which home was Rahab's. And so the scarlet thread was hung up in the window. It speaks of the blood. Remember on the Passover night how the blood of the lamb without spot and without blemish was placed on the doorposts and the lintels of those homes of the Israelites. For it's only when the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on our hearts that we can be saved from perishing. Therefore, being justified by His blood, we are saved from wrath through Him. As the Lord looks into your heart this morning, does He see the scarlet thread? Does He see the blood of life? Are you His? All the spies dealt truly with Rahab and also with Joshua. Verse 24. They said, truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. They told Joshua that the morale of the Canaanites in verse 9 is at a low ebb. They have no stomach for the fight. And now they are able to say in verse 24 that all the Canaanites, they faint because of us. And they focus Joshua's eyes on the Lord. Truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land. The spies, they speak as if the battle for Jericho is done and dusted. They speak as if the victory is sure and sealed. These spies, they reflect the courage and the strength of Joshua and Caleb when they went out spying in Numbers 13 and verse 30. Caleb stilled the people and he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." The spies have the same spirit. Oh, with our eyes fixed on the Lord, let us confidently continue serving Him. And we say to you as a congregation, with your eyes fixed on the Lord, confidently continue fighting the good fight and doing valiantly here in Kingston in His name. The Lord has a people in this time, and keep faithful, keep praying, keep pressing on, for the Lord will see the travail of His soul. He has said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So take courage and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Continue honoring Him, and He will honor those that honor Him. May the Lord bless His word.